Rules. Ah, don't like those. Thought we were supposed to be free. And obedience, don't like that either. Only if it's what I want to do, and then it's different. If you love me, you will obey me. The kingdom has rules. That may come as a shock, but there it is. Grace is not a license to kill, despite what James Bond says. Obedience in this regard means to hear with a view to doing what we are being asked to do. Matthew 7:21 in the Amplified. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Entrance into the kingdom is what is at stake here, and Jesus points now to the will of the Father. The gospel is free, but it isn't cheap. Aslan is good, but he isn't safe. Who said anything about safe? He's the king, I tell you, says Mr. Beaver. Why are you calling me Lord when you aren't doing what I'm asking of you? Jesus wants us to desire to do his Father's will in just the same way as he desired to do the will of his Father. We've said it before, the cross is where my will and his will cross. It's where our resentment, rebellion, recalcitrance, stubbornness and self-centeredness really show themselves. Our desire to run the show according to our rules. In an age where there are no absolute truths, we as his people must get back to finding out what his will for us really is. And when we do, obeying it. In other words, following his rules. For instance, when he says, you shall not commit adultery, we can think it's wrong because it breaks the marriage covenant and the trust between the parties concerned. But this isn't the primary concern here. It's wrong because God says it's wrong. And his is the highest authority. Have we settled for something less, do you think, and do we love to have it so? It's just a question that you might like to answer in your own time. Why are you calling me Lord? The Ten Commandments are distinctly old-fashioned so far as modern man is concerned, but what about God's view? Did he really say? Are we being duped, just like Adam and Eve in the garden, by questioning God's right to impose conditions on keeping that which he not only owns but created and loves and guards with a passion? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Back to the drawing board, I think.